This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Iran has strongly condemned the U.S. military attack on its nuclear facilities, calling it a grave violation of international law and the United Nations Charter. The Iranian Foreign Ministry labeled the strike a brutal act of aggression and held the United States fully responsible for the consequences. In a statement released hours after the U.S. strike, Iran accused the U.S. of acting in coordination with Israel, which Iran described as a genocidal regime. It claimed the attack targeted peaceful nuclear sites that are under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. The Iranian government urged the United Nations, its Security Council, and the IAEA to take urgent action, calling for an emergency UN meeting to condemn the attack and hold the U.S. accountable. It also criticized the IAEA for alleged bias, accusing its leadership of enabling the strike by siding with warmongering nations. Amid the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran, the Israeli military has said it launched fresh series of strikes today targeting military targets, including missile launchers in western Iran, after the United States attacked the country's nuclear sites. In a social media post, the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, said the Air Force began a series of strikes toward military targets in western Iran, adding it had struck missile launchers ready to launch toward Israeli territory, soldiers in the Iranian armed forces, and swiftly neutralized the launchers that launched missiles towards the Israeli territory. In response to the U.S. airstrikes on its three nuclear facilities, Iran launched over 30 ballistic missiles at Israel early today. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, confirmed the missile attack, which hit several areas across central Israel, including Haifa. The missile struck several locations across central Israel. Notably, one hit Haifa without any prior warning sirens, raising alarm over possible gaps in the missile alert system. Emergency service Magen David Adom, MDA, reported 16 injuries, including two children. Civilians in other regions were sent to bomb shelters. It added that emergency teams are currently responding to over 10 impact sites, assisting casualties and assessing damage caused by missile strikes and shrapnel. Sirens did sound in other parts of the country, prompting civilians to rush into bomb shelters as instructed by the Home Front Command. In an address to the nation this morning, Trump described the strikes as a spectacular success. He said the objective of the attacks was to stop Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and put a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
For Doe, Natanz, and Esfahan, for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise, our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity. And I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has congratulated U.S. President Trump on his decision to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. He released a video praising Mr. Trump's decision to attack Iran, stating that it will change history. He further said, under Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things.
Bold decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history. In Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things, but in its action against Iran's nuclear facilities, America has been truly unsurpassed. History will record that President Trump acted to deny the world's most dangerous regime the world's most dangerous weapons.
As part of Operation Sindhu, a total of 1,117 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran so far. The Ministry of External Affairs has reported that 290 of them returned home safely last night on a special flight from Mashhad, which landed in New Delhi. In a major breakthrough in the Pahalgam terror attack case, the National Investigation Agency has arrested two men for allegedly harboring the terrorists who carried out the attack. And that is the end of this news bulletin.